Globally, there are, there's hundreds, but certainly in Australia, the major retailers have either systems or their own bespoke standards that they bolt on to other global systems. So it's quite complex. But yeah, typically many direct suppliers in Australia might be certified to three, four, five different standards.
How close to a solution are you?
We have the solution. It'll be rolled out from October. We're undertaking pilot trials now, but basically we are most of the way there towards launching a harmonised produce standard for direct suppliers to Australia's five major chain retailers.
Who are direct suppliers?
Direct suppliers are businesses who supply direct into a retailer distribution centre and invoice the retailer for their produce.
So one audit, can you get it down to that?
Yes, you can. You adopt the global benchmark for best practice in food safety and accept one of the schemes that are equivalent to that, and you harmonise all of the retailer's additional requirements. And in fact, I've been on one this week where the business previously certified to four different standards has now been audited to one base standard plus our harmonised bolt-on.
Harmonised bolt-on, what's that?
That is a bolt-on standard, so it's an additional standard that takes all of the additional requirements that Australian retailers have generated over the last 15 or 20 years and harmonise the wording and intent into one much smaller additional standard. It's only got about 60 elements in it instead of the previous hundreds of elements that would have been required, and it's just simplified the process. It is a hard concept to get across, I appreciate that, but what we are seeing is a hugely simplified, less stress and less cost solution to managing food safety in Australia.
What did you learn from going through the audit process this week?
There were still a couple of areas where we can improve our harmonised standard, just a couple of wording issues really, just to make sure that it is clear, it's not ambiguous, that the business knows exactly what's required. So that's why we're undertaking these pilots now, before we launch in October, just to make sure we have the wording really right and that everyone understands what's required.
You've told me it's going to be good for producers. What about the retailers? I mean, Woolworths, for instance, has gone out and invested a lot marketing its own standard.
Yes, well, it's, and I think that is a reflection of the level of commitment by retailers to what we're trying to do here, to try to simplify, the requirements from their vendors in order to have better food safety outcomes, to take the stress out of the supply chain, not only for the suppliers, but for the retailers themselves. Yeah, to get everyone on a even playing field.
Then the consumer, is it going to be safer food? Can it possibly, something like this, do that?
Look, and how do you measure that, Rosemary? It's a good question. We believe that by simplifying the system without diluting the overall food safety requirements, but taking the stress and ambiguity out of it all, that businesses will have, greater heart in what they're doing. And we believe that will lead to better food safety outcomes without actually having to, another standard won't do that, but making what we've got work better will.
Who's going to own this ultimately? Where does the buck stop?
Well, as I said, the retailers have had a stakeholder working group for the last 3 years developing this, and we've got to the stage now where we have, the intellectual property is the standard as such, and the Produce Marketing Association Australia and New Zealand will in fact be the home for that standard from here on.